Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was engulfed in controversy Sunday after he equated his creation of thousands of jobs as a sacrifice, comparable to the death of a Muslim American soldier who was killed fighting in Iraq. Ghazir Khan, the father of Army Captain Humayun Khan, told CNN that Trump is totally unfit for the leadership of this country. Khan, a Pakistani immigrant, said in an emotional speech at last week's Democratic National Convention that his family would never have been allowed to immigrate to the U.S. under Trump's immigration policies. Trump, in an interview that aired Sunday on ABC News, responded.
Well, I'd say we've had a lot of problems with radical Islamic terrorism. That's what I'd say. We have a lot of problems where you look at San Bernardino, you look at Orlando, you look at the World Trade Center, you look at so many different things. You look at what happened to the priest over the weekend in Paris where his throat was cut, 85-year-old beloved Catholic priest. You look at what happened in Nice, France a couple of weeks ago. I'd say you got to take a look at that because something's going on and it's not good.
Trump's opponent in the November national election, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, campaigned Saturday in Ohio. At least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers, in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu Sunday. Somalia's internal security minister told VOA that the target was the Criminal Investigation Department headquarters. He said at least 10 people were wounded. The spokesman of the Internal Security Ministry of Somalia said the 13 included seven attackers, a government soldier, and five civilians. VOA News.